And then we left there and went to Manila.
Yeah.
And I made about half of that up there and down over yonder. That first school bus, old man Al Perkins, had old T-Mall school bus.
Yeah.
Down there in 27. And 28, I just quit it. Well, after I lost my mother and papa, he was, had that cancer, told him he couldn't get the son in the next 4 or 5 months. Anyhow, I just started to bleed to death.
Yeah.
And so I just take the whole thing over and went ahead and me and Ruth and them and Bill Roberts, a gal stayed down there blowing Rosalie and Ten Ice and them, they all just taken and fell in. And we made that crop, picked all the cotton and pulled all the corn and everything, stacked all the peanuts and all. Them gals lay right with me and Ruth, Annie and Beth and Louise and all of them. There's about 12 of them.
Can you tell me about your wife? Where was she from?
Down here.
Your first wife?
Down here, old man Shaw's on this side of Fort Gaines. I passed that the other day. She was born there, between couples, just right over in Clay, in Randolph. It wasn't in Clay, right, just right on the line there.
Yeah.
And right both Crozier's and them down there. Uh-huh. And they moved from there back down to Carquit when she's about 2 years old and stayed down there till it was about five. And then they take the move over at the bowling place where the Papa let them have a house over there, and they stayed there till she was about 10 and went to school with us up there when we was going to school over there. And they left there and went to Coma, Alabama, stayed down there, and she come back. She's about 11 years old, and she lost her daddy had the heart dropsy. He's about 80 years old. And I went down there to see her hauling lumber. When they stand out there, ain't teeny, her and her mama, and in the lumber truck. And I left from there about 9 o'clock, and Miss got up and says, your honeymoon, and says, that's no honeymoon too late. Said, now,
yeah.
Baby, said, you're going to have to get up because you can go to school in the morning. And Jim said, it's bedtime, it'll have plus had bedtime anyhow. So I got up and I told him, I said, well, not y'all. I said, I got to be at the mill in the morning at 4 o'clock. I went out there and cranked the truck up, and May said she went on in there, and her mama take the strip off and lay down, and she called and said, come here, baby doll. And May went over there and said, pull my head up. She pulled her head up. She went out there like that.
Really?
Yeah, that passed right away. I hadn't grumbled and nothing. Just asked her to raise her head, say, I feel like I'm smothering. And she raised her head up, and she got one long breath. And she let her back down, and she hollered for Jim and him. And the time I got home, Jim and them were out there after me. And wanted to have the law and all, that I give her in a drink or anything like that. And I hadn't given nothing. I was sitting right there, him and Mamie and all. Me and May were sitting in the swing, and Miss was sitting in a chair there, and Jim and May were sitting in the other old long chair over at the other end.
Mm-hmm.
We sat there, I reckon about 20 or 25 minutes and talked. I hadn't even eaten my supper, went on in. I said, I got to go in where I can bathe and change clothes and all. I got to be ready for in the morning. And got ready and left, and she was dead. May said, before I got to the water tower up there, we went out and hit the road about 2 blocks. And she said, before I got to the water tower up there, she was in there. She broke and run back to the door to see if she could see me. Anything.
Huh.
I messed around, I ain't got, and she, about 4 years before we got married. I went on to Alabama and got that woman over there, stayed over there 2 years, come back and went to Florida and stayed down there and come back. And they was living over there across, and I went over there and stole, and we went to Alabama. Come back, and we couldn't get to her. Now one of her half brothers or sisters.